I no longer need to knock at locked doors. They hold nothing for me now. And the scars on my once bandaged and bloodied hands have healed nicely. Thanks for asking. I walk with honor through arched openings. Into the waiting arms of gracious invitations I stride. Smiles greet me, borne aloft by the weightlessness of opening hearts. What took you so long? The universal echo seeks no answer. I'm done working, striving, hoping, wishing, waiting to be shown the unmistakable revelation. I held hands with a small angel yesterday, tasted heaven on my tongue. A gentleman lightly grazed my shoulder. His humanity nearly brought me to my knees. I no longer need to be an A student in the classroom of life. It is now enough to live life for its own sake. To embrace beauty absent the trappings of humdrum interpretation. Open my mouth so that infusions of truth and wisdom might slip out, undressed, unannounced. Their unimportance flashed nakedly on the sky. You need no longer be blinded by veils blocking your way. Look again. An evaporative splendor passes before your eyes. What's behind it matters little. The point is, you can see everything you have resisted seeing before. The limitless landscape will whisk your breath from your body, and in a scant moment will return it with a radiance you once believed was intended for others, not you. Your lessons are not mine, though each of us carries overlapping intention, souls linked in a Venn diagram of divinity, hungering to awaken, to step up and hit our marks with a footfall of impeccability, and Grace's whisper licking at our ears. If you do not see the locked doors crumbling about, gates lying akimbo, you might choose to look differently. Leave your fear in the corner and step on through. Knocking at locked doors holds nothing for you now. Settling for so little, so long, is so yesterday.